Jerry again? Right now we're going to introduce the word sound engineer. Sound, you know, sound. Engineer. So sound, S-O-U-N-D. And engineer, E-U-N-G-I-N-E-E-R. Engineer, someone who works with it, someone who builds the sound and makes it sound better. So that's why they're called sound engineer. The radio has no cameras, but they have sound engineers because it's all sound. And movies and TV also require sound engineers to make sure that the sound sounds good. So now you know what a sound engineer is. So stay with us. Coming up next is Meiguo Liyu, American Slang.
Hi, I'm Duran. This is Action English. 欢迎各位来到动感英语.
Are you Charles W. Grimes?
You just can't get over my decorator, can you?
Welcome to Grimes and Associates.
Associates.
Delilah?
Mm-hmm. Rumor has it that you're a very good attorney, formerly of the JAG Corps.
In another life?
And in that former life, you had an affair with your superior officer's wife and they pushed you out?
Now let's not dwell on my youthful offenses, Mrs. Kubik. What do you want?
Rumor has it that you're a very good attorney. 这个剧情交给各位叫 Rumor has it that 它的意思是表示人们都说怎么样据说怎么怎么样 Yes, that really means it is said or it is generally considered that
Rumor has it that you're a very good attorney formerly of the JAG Corps
据说怎么样据传怎么样很有用这个句子学会使用它举两个例子看第一个中文句子 人们都传安迪是个棒小伙人们都说安迪不错这个小伙子不错 这个句子怎么说? 人们都说, yes, rumor has it that. Rumor has it that Andy is a nice guy. Okay, 再来一遍. Rumor has it Andy is a nice guy. Yes, 再给你举个第二个例子. 我们可以说, 据说, 人们都说, 那个录音师很难相处. 人们都这么说. Rumor has it that, rumor has it that, what? Rumor has it that, That guy, or he, is a rather typical sound engineer. 记得吗? Sound engineer, 我们学过的术语. 再来一遍. Rumor has it that he is a very tough, typical sound engineer. 记住了吗? Rumor has it that. 人们都说. 好了, 这就是今天的美国俚语. Leonardo DiCaprio 主演。好，他主演的人物平时沉迷于网络神游，突然有那么一天，他想到真实的世界去走一把，于是他选中了泰国的人间天堂，海滩 The Beach. 到了那个地方之后，奇怪的事情和人接踵而至。那么后来究竟发生了什么呢？ 让我们一起来学习爱情风光片 The Beach.
My name is Richard. So what else do you need to know? Stuff about my family or where I'm from? None of that matters. Not once you cross the ocean and cut yourself loose, looking for something more beautiful, something more exciting. Yes, I admit, something more dangerous. So after 18 hours in the back of an airplane, 3 dumb movies, 2 plastic meals, 6 beers, and absolutely no sleep, I finally touched down.
Hey, you, how about you?
In Bangkok.
Let's go to the waterfall. Come on. Working market. 1,000 somebody. Cheese for you. Come on. Hey. You
need
somewhere to stay?
I'll be fine. I'll find my own place.
There you are, man.
This is it. Bangkok. Good time city. Gateway to Southeast Asia. Where dollars and Deutsche Marks get turned into counterfeit watches and genuine stars.
Good time, boy, girl, busking, no problem.
This is where the hungry come to feed.
You wanna drink snake blood?
Wait a minute. Do you fish snake blood?
Oh, yeah.
No, thanks. What is wrong with snake blood? I just don't like the idea.
Well, maybe you're scared. Afraid of something new?
No, I just don't like the idea, that's all.
Like every tourist, you would always say, just like America.
To never refuse an invitation. Never resist the unfamiliar. Never fail to be polite.
Gentlemen, that was excellent.
Never outstay your welcome. Just keep your mind open and suck in the experience. And if it hurts, it's probably worth it.
Asher 哥的这段独白不简单，也很长。在看第二遍之前，我先带你学习一下里面的经典口语句子。有一个句子记住了，叫 Not that matters.
My name is Richard. So what else do you need to know? Stuff about my family or where I'm from? None of that matters.
Not that matters. 当你想表示什么东西对你重要还是不重要的时候，记住了，你要用这个动词叫 matter. Okay? Matter. 对你重要叫 matter to you. 不重要。Not matter to you. 看例句，第一个，你的意见对我很重要。你的意见对我很重要，怎么说？用出这个动词来，我们可以说 Your opinion really matters to me. Your opinion really matters to me. 再来一个例句，你对我很重要。你对我很重要，叫 You matter to me. You matter to me. 好，记住了吗？再给你举个场景的例子。如果我们两个人约好和 Mark 一起我们去 Hip Hop Club， 可是左等右等 Mark 还不出现，这个时候我可能就会讲我 It doesn't matter if Mark isn't coming. Maybe he just doesn't do Hip Hop, you know, so let's go. 无所谓，愿意来不来，我们俩自己去玩，无所谓，不重要，什么都不重要，我叫 It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. 记住了吗？这个动词要不要紧，重不重要，叫 Matter.
My name is Richard. So what else do you need to know? Stuff about my family or where I'm from? None of that matters.
独白里面出现了一个短语叫 Country watches and genuine scars.
Bangkok, good time city, gateway to Southeast Asia, where dollars and Deutsche Marks get turned into counterfeit watches and genuine scars.
Country watches and genuine scars.很有用的两个词，一个是假的，一个是真的。什么东西，任何东西都有假有真，对吗？什么东西是假的，我们叫 counterfeit。 比方说假币假钱，我们叫 counterfeit money， 记住了吗？假的手表，伪造假的，叫 counterfeit watches。 Yes， 那都对立面是真的，如果是真的钱，真的叫 genuine money， 对吗？好，如果是真的皮子，叫 genuine leather， 真的手表 genuine watches都可以，记住假和真的。再补充两个其他的词也是真的。如果是爱情的真，我们要用 true love, that's true love、第二个词，如果是友情的，我们要用 real， 我们俩是真的朋友，不是酒肉，真的 real friends。 好，带你回顾一下三个真。一个真是东西货品，我们叫 genuine。 第二个词是爱情的，叫 true。 第三个是友情的，叫Real friends， 那东西的假叫 counterfeit。 OK，
Bangkok, good time city, gateway to Southeast Asia, where dollars and Deutsche Marks get turned into counterfeit watches and genuine cars.
独白里面有这么一句叫 Just keep your mind open and second experience, and if it hurts, it's probably worth it. 只要你敞开心扉去体验新的生活和经历，哪怕有所疼痛都是值得的。
Just keep your mind open and suck in the experience. And if it hurts, it's probably worth it.
我教给你的字是什么什么值不值得，要 worth 几个单词 W-O-R-T-H， 值不值得 worth not worth 好，举个例句，第一个，我想说，西藏绝对值得一去。那么我们可以说，西藏叫 Tibet， Tibet is definitely worth seeing。So one more time, okay? Tibet is definitely worth seeing. Yes, well done. 好，第二个例子，我想说，你买的这部车不值那个钱，不值这么多钱，值是 worth， 不值 not worth。你买的这部车 ，this car isn't worth the money you pay for it。我慢一点，你听好了 ，this car, yes, this car isn't worth the money you pay for it. The car isn't worth the money you pay for it. Yeah, poor guy.我再给你举第三个场景的例子好吗？如果你的男朋友要去边远的一个城市，经济比较落后的地方去工作发展事业，你决定为了他，为了在一起，放弃大都市的优越生活，跟他一起去了，那么你的朋友可能会问你，你觉得他值得你这么做吗？值不值得？这个句子叫 Is he worth it? Is he worth it? 记住了吗？好，非常好。来回顾一下今天讲的三个内容。第一个我们学过了，重不重要，要不要紧，叫 matter， not that matter， 你对我很重要怎么说， you matter to me， 非常好。第二个例子叫真假，假的东西叫 counterfeit， 真的叫 genuine， genuine counterfeit。 第三个我们学的是刚刚讲过值不值得，叫 worth。 好，
Welcome to Movie Tunes. But movie tunes are the music that's in movies. And right now we're going to talk about a song that's in the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore. And that song is called Unchained Melody. It's a very famous old song from the 1960s. And they use it in the movie Ghost. Unchained means to break free. So break away from the chains, break free. Melody is, you know, the singing or the main part of the song, you know, that's the melody in Unchained Melody. Oh my love, I've hungered for your touch. He's hungered, not for food, but for the person he loves to touch him. You know, he hasn't seen her or seen him in a long time. So I've hungered for your touch a long and lonely time. He's been lonely that whole time.And it's been a very long time. And time goes by so slowly. When you're happy, time goes by very quickly. But when you're really sad or you're going through very hard times, then time goes by slowly. And time can do so much. Time can change things. Time can destroy things. It can create things. Time is a very powerful thing. And that's what this song is about, which is why they use it. It's about losing love.But maybe holding on to it still, trying to hold on to it. And that's why they use it in the movie. So hopefully you understand it now, and let's take a listen, and we'll see you next time.